This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amen. 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 Let's all stand. Amazing.
That saved a wretch like me.
And snares, I have already come.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everlasting God.
Yes,
Lord. You're so gracious. You're forever gracious and merciful. Everlasting Father. Earth has no end. We thank you, Father.
Yes,
we thank you for another opportunity.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
We know that you are God eternal.
Well,
from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Father, we thank you for a brand new year, 2017. We thank you for your beloved son, Jesus Christ, that pleaded his blood on us, oh Lord. Save us from our sins, Father, our transgressions. We know that there are many, oh Lord. Father, it's just us now. It's just me and the Mount Calvary family, Father. And we're standing in the need of prayer. And Lord, if you have time today, would you please turn your beautiful head and look down on us? Give us a sweet anointing, Father, that we may send to you a sweet smelling savor. And Father, I ask that you bless this house, that it be a beacon, Lord, in a dark place, that it may be a light for someone that's in darkness, Father. Whether it be man, woman, boy, or girl, Father, let it lead them to Jesus. Let them get renewed strength, oh God. Let them receive regeneration and restoration for the new year. Father, bless this place only as you can bless it. And Father, we just want to say thank you. And we just want to tell you that we love you. And we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Blessed is the name of the Lord. We pray. Amen and amen. You know, it's always a wonderful thing to come into the house of the Lord. And it's another wonderful thing to look around and see all of the harvest, the young and the old together in a brand new year. Heading in a new direction. And we should bless the Lord of the harvest, because he is worthy to be blessed. So therefore, we bless the Lord of the harvest, because the fields are white and the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Therefore, we pray unto the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest, because the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. I give honor, I give glory, and I give praise to God the Father, his beloved Son, and the Holy Ghost. I give thanks to the shepherd of this house, Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr., to the pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, in his absence, to Minister Cindy Michelle Humphrey, to the officers and the members of this great church, to family and friends. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I won't be before you long. I'm yours truly, Reverend Rod Lonix of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church. And I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be than right here with you this morning in the year of our Lord, 2017. I have some scripture. You'll find it in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Would you please stand in honor of the word of the Lord? And when you have reached the contents of the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 17th verse, would you please respond by saying amen?
Amen.
And if there are any that cannot stand, the Lord our God is merciful and he understands. Amen. Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. With a brand new year approaching, every man, woman, boy and girl, every Christian needs to take a look at their life. We have to weigh the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, the positive and the negative. What is pleasing to God and what is not pleasing to God? The title of our work here today is A New Man on a New Day in a New Year. A new man on a new day in a new year. You see, in the year of 2016, we have carved the turkey and the roast beef, few hams, and maybe even a couple of ducklings. We entered into the halls of Thanksgiving with feasts fit for kings. Didn't we do it, Mount Calvary?
Yeah.
We gave praise within his courts. And we sang a new song for the great things that he has done for us. We did that. We sang Christmas carols around the tree. Gave gifts from our hearts, because it was recorded as his birthday by man's calculations and status. We saw the year of our Lord, 2016, turned by the hands of time to the year of our Lord 2017. Some of us took up the sipping cup. We sang the old song, Old Lang Syne. And we wondered, would old acquaintances be forgot and never brought to mind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of us did it. A brand new year on the horizon. The dawning of a brand new year, 2017.
All right.
Oh, yeah. A brand new beginning. Oh, yes. A brand new day, one that we had never witnessed before, nor never seen. A clean slate. Another opportunity at a chance for redemption and salvation from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One more chance. From a God of many second chances. Are you with me, Mount Calvary? A time for every man. Man meaning woman, boy and girl, every man. A time for him or her to reconstruct his or her life. To reconstruct their conduct and their conversation. Basically saying to reconstruct your basic everyday life. We should lay aside all that pertains to a fallen nature. For the scripture did say that I beheld Satan as he fell from heaven as a lightning bolt. And woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For the devil has come down to you. Even in this new year of our Lord, the 2017. Yes, everything that we have of a fallen nature should be left in the year of 2016. Well, some things of a fallen nature shouldn't follow you into a new year. Are you with me now, Calvin?
Amen.
Some things are better left forgot. Just like the old song says. You have to understand some things that we need to lay aside all of the fallen nature. Because we, Mount Calvary, we want to be a better man.
Yes.
We want to be a better woman.
Well,
in the new year of 2017, we want to be a new man on a new day.
Yes, sir.
In a new year. Is that right?
Yes.
Hello, somebody. We want to be a better church in the new year. We want a new beginning in the new year of 2017. We want a church with soul-changing power in 2017. We want new territory in 2017. We want to be blessed by God as Jabez was. We want God to enlarge our territory in 2017. Hello, Mount Calvary. You have to understand some things. I'm standing. I am standing on the rock of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. There's a new beginning, and I want to take part of it. And I know that God can enlarge our territory. Oh, yeah, we want a church, Mount Cap.
Yes, sir.
We want one that's sold out for God.
Well,
we want one that leans and depends solely on Jesus Christ.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
That's what we need in the coming days.
Yes.
Because we know one thing. We know that we will trust in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
With all of our heart. We know that together as Christians, as brothers and sisters, we won't lean to the left nor to the right. We won't lean to our own understanding. But we will together, we will acknowledge him in all of our ways. Because we know that he will direct our path. Oh, we know. because we know too much about him. Oh, we won't doubt him because we know too much about him, Mount Calvary. Hello, somebody. We're talking about a God in 2017. Paul says it like this in Ephesians 4 and 23. Be renewed. That is the word. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He says, put on the new man. The newness of life. Put on the new man. The one that God has created for you in righteousness and true holiness. Put on a new man in a new day, in a new year. Hello, somebody. I'm standing on the rock of faith of Jesus Christ. I'm standing on the promises of God in the year 2017 of our Lord. Oh, I know too much about it. I will not doubt it. My God. My Lord. Paul says this. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There's that word new again. He's a new creature, a new man created in Christ. A new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is what he says. Paul says in Romans in 12 and 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy, acceptable. You want to be a new person. You want to be a new man standing before God. He tells you all the time, he says that if you present this body as a living sacrifice, you have to understand that it's your reasonable service to do it. It's nothing out the ordinary. It's a reasonable service. He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Don't follow the crowd. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable unto the Lord. My God, it's this perfect will that we have to do. Strive to be perfect. As your Father in heaven is perfect. Yes. Try to become the new, the mature man that God would have you to be. Hello, somebody. Right. Hello now. Renew your mind. Yes, renew your body. Yes, renew your faith. Yes, renew your love in Jesus Christ. Renew yourself. Be a new man on a new day. In a new year. Because Paul said it like this in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. He said, I understood as a child. Oh, but when I became a man, when I became a new man in Jesus Christ, I put away childish things. I became a new man on a new day in a new year. All because of Jesus. All because of God. I'll just stop for a little while to tell you Happy New Year, Mount Calvary. I didn't want to keep you long. Happy New Year, Mount Calvary. Don't you know that the year 2017 is your year of Jubilee? Don't you know that God is going to bless you beyond measure in 2017? Don't you know that health is in your navel? Don't you know that the lights are still on at Mount Calvary and at your house? Don't you know there's food in the fridge at Mount Calvary and at your house? Don't you know that the car note is already paid and that the insurance is up to date? Don't you know you got gas in your car to get you back and forth to Mount Calvary and to work? You're going to be all right, Mount Calvary. This year, 2017, you're going to be blessed beyond measure. You're going to be more than conquerors. You're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to be lenders and not borrowers. You're going to be blessed coming in. You're going to be blessed going out. You're going to be blessed in the city. You're going to be blessed in the field. You're going to be blessed in 2017 because God says so. Happy New Year, Mount Calvary. Nobody but Jesus. Won't God make a way out of no way? I hear Brother Lawson say, won't he do it? Won't he do it, Mount Calvary? You ain't got to doubt him because you know too much about it. Won't God do it? Now, ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? Oh, I know he's all right. He's better than all right. He's a friend of mine. His name is Jesus. Happy New Year, Mount Calvary. The doors of this great church is now open. He that will come, let him come. For he that will come. And he will not tarry. His reward is with him. It is in his right hand. His grace and his mercy is everlasting. His mercies are new each and every day of our life. Every day your eyes fly wide open. It's a blessing from the Lord. You may come by letter. You may come by baptism. You may come by Christian experience or unction of the Holy Spirit. Know that the Lord is there. He's always been there. He'll never forsake you and he'll never leave. Know that he is strong when we are weak. His grace is sufficient for us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Don't let the Lord pass you. You might not get another chance. You're not promised today. You're not promised tomorrow. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins, reconstruct your conduct. Regenerate your life. Restore your soul. By the name and the love of Jesus Christ, we make our last appeal. Jesus is waiting. Time is given to no man. God is not bound by time, but he is the Father of it. If today is your day, give Jesus his due. Put your hand in the hand of the Master. Know that God is sovereign and that he is supreme. In this new year, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us a mighty, mighty long way. We know you didn't have to do it, Lord, but you stood right by our side. And when we fell down, Father, you picked us back up. And when we could not see the light, Lord, you shone it upon our back. You led us out to pastures green. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed is the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by